One man's anesthetic could be another's antidepressant, thanks to some Florida State University research. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Ketamine. Ever heard of it? Probably not. But if you've had a surgery, then you may know it better than you think. Ketamine is widely used as a general anesthetic for surgical and dental procedures. But for the last 10 years or so, it's also been used to treat depression. Florida State University Biomedical Sciences Professor Mohammed Kabaj says ketamine is effective in treating depression for short periods of time because it takes less time to work than traditional antidepressants.
And the advantage of ketamine as an antidepressant is that its effect is immediate. Within 2 hours, people report feeling better.
But the drug can be addictive if used in large doses, and that's where Dr. Kabaj's research comes in. In order for ketamine to be effective in men, doctors must use a larger dosage than in women. Research finds females are more sensitive to ketamine than men, and Dr. Kabaj is on a mission to discover why.
We had this hypothesis that maybe the antidepressant effect will work the same way, that females will be much more sensitive. And so we just tried that hypothesis, and it worked. Females were much more sensitive to ketamine. Very small dose was antidepressant in females compared to male.
There's something about the female subject's makeup that alters the effects of the drugs, and Dr. Kabaj has a good idea of what that is. Hormones. He's been working in the lab with ketamine to determine if it's used in men with a combination of female hormones, if the drug will be effective in lower dosages.
If we can use very small doses in combination with some other hormones that are estrogen and progesterone, and see if those hormones potentiate the effect of ketamine at very low dose. Propose to look more into the molecular mechanisms of how this estrogen and progesterone are enhancing, potentiating the effect of ketamine in females, and also see if in the males as well, if in the males we give them a low dose of ketamine that normally would not work, if we add estrogen and progesterone to that low dose of ketamine, will it work or not?
The goal is to see if the side effects can be reduced, making ketamine a more viable option for treating depression long term, instead of just in immediate and possibly suicidal situations.
So for example, for classical antidepressants, you need to wait 2 or 3 weeks before you see therapeutic effects. But with ketamine, it's immediate. It's like 2 hours, you start feeling better and you lose the suicidal ideation, etc. Can we still have ketamine as antidepressant, but not addictive.
Kabaj and his team of graduates have earned a $1.8 million grant from the National Institute of Mental Health to conduct this research. He credits curiosity with helping him be able to make this discovery.
Doing a surgery with one of my students, and we observe this sex differences in anesthetic effect of ketamine, and we're talking about it. Let's try it and see if it's also. And that's what we love about research. Basically, you just have those crazy ideas and you follow up with them and you get something out of it.
Kabaj says the drug is still in the testing phase, but this grant will greatly help his research move forward. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.